Out in the open. Rob and Yang are exchange students from Singapore, coming to stay with Andy's family in New Zealand for the autumn term. He planned some activities that he thought they might like before the term starts: hiking and camping in the mountains around Queenstown, snowboarding and bungee jumping. But things did not go as he had planned. Andy's blog.
Rob and Yang's plane was late, and Yang had a cold, but they were here at last. I couldn't wait to show them around. I loved the mountains, and I was sure they would too. The first weekend, we went for a two-day hike around Lake Wanaka. I wondered if they would recognise the Misty Mountains from the Lord of the Rings films. They didn't. I had to carry most of the hiking gear, since Rob had the smallest backpack in the universe. When we stopped for lunch, sausages and bread, Yang had a huge blister on her heel, wrong shoes, and Rob said that the altitude was making him feel dizzy. I had some painkillers for Rob and a band-aid for Yang's blister. Problem solved. Then Rob slipped and fell, twisting his ankle. He said it wasn't too bad, but I saw that they were both limping a bit. I tried to cheer them up by telling them about all the cool things we were going to do later. Snowboarding and bungee jumping. Everybody loves that, right? We slept out in the open that night, since I'd forgotten to bring the tent. It was nice. It rained a bit, but not much. While we were having breakfast the next morning, Akia bit Rob. I told him not to feed the bird. We didn't have any bandages, so Rob wrapped one of his socks around his finger to stop the bleeding. It didn't look too bad. This is all I have time for now. I have to wax my snowboard and get everything ready for tomorrow's adventure on the slopes. I'm sure they're going to love it.
Yang's journal.
Our trip to New Zealand did not start well. The guy who was sitting next to me coughed and sniffed all the way from Singapore. By the time we landed, I had a cold as well. Andy and his mum picked us up from the airport. We were a little jet-lagged, but very excited too. We are both into water sports, and we were hoping that Andy would take us white water rafting as soon as possible. We were surprised when he took us hiking in the mountains the following day. We didn't have hiking boots, but Andy said that it didn't matter because we weren't going far. The scenery was fantastic, and despite some blisters and some tripping, we had a good time. Lunch was a little awkward. Rob and I are vegetarians, but Andy had obviously forgotten this because he gave us sausages for lunch. We didn't want to be rude, so we hid the sausages in Rob's backpack. We didn't sleep a wink that night. There was a big storm, and we got completely soaked. At breakfast the next morning, a parrot tried to steal the sausages from the backpack. When Rob tried to get the bird away from his bag, it bit his finger. There was a lot of blood, and poor Rob felt quite sick by the time we got back to town. The doctor put in a couple of stitches and gave him an injection. Rob's finger now looks like a balloon with a bandage. I have a blister the size of a steak. My back is killing me after the night on the ground, and my cold is worse than ever. And all Andy can talk about is snowboarding and bungee jumping. At this rate, Rob and I will end up in hospital.